Today's Warm at 101.3. It's Friday, and Deborah Ross has your weekend planned.
Yeah, so for many years, these two things happen on the same day, and I can never decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea that they happen on the same day. So the first thing is eat ice cream for breakfast day. That is tomorrow. Now, in fact, this international holiday started right here in Rochester in the mid-1960s. Really? So a mother of six named Florence Rappaport decided she needed to do something fun to break up the winter. So she invented Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day as the first Saturday of February. And it's been celebrated for more than 40 years, and it's all over the globe. And it also, it's a charity thing. So the Moonlight Creamery, for example, has this every year. They're in Fairport. And they always select a charity recipient for the 100% of the profits from each year's event. So, but you can do it on your own, or you could do it out and about. Eat ice cream for breakfast tomorrow. But then it is also Take Your Child to the Library Day. Now, I can't decide if this is exactly... The librarians love this, and in fact, some of them promote both things at the same time. I'm like, are you crazy? You want my child to have ice cream for breakfast and then come to the library? But they say yes. All over the region, the libraries are doing fun things to discover, help kids discover what they have to do there at the library. So take your child to breakfast with ice cream and then take them to the library. Now, more appropriate, though, is that Fit Kids Day is at the Strong Museum tomorrow. So take your child to feed your child ice cream for breakfast, take your child to the library, and then let them experience Fit Kids Day at the Strong Museum. Get them moving, growing, feeling good. It's all one happy day tomorrow here in the ROC. And for lots more that's happening, head over to warm1013.com.